All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable here at ABM FM, where it is all business all the time. Today on the show, all the way from Fleet in England, we have an animal communicator. You can check out her website, www.animals-communicate.co.uk. That's animals-communicate.co.uk. Ladies and gentlemen, here is our guest, Samantha Lodge. Samantha, thanks for coming on today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
So, tell me, what is an animal communicator? What exactly do you do?
There are many views on what we do. Some of us are called pet psychics, some of us are called animal communicators. Some of us telepaths. What I like to view myself is as an intuitive communicator of animals. So that's how I would describe what an animal communicator does. So let me think. If, for example, you have a pet at home, your partner's at home, and your pet instinctively gets up at the window anticipating another person coming home, that would be an intuitive communication. That animal intuitively knows you're coming home. They can't hear your car engine. It's just done on intuition. So that's kind of how the communication works. They do it all the time.
So what kind of clientele are you attracting? Who's interested in hiring an animal communicator?
So generally people with animals with emotional or behavioral problems. So my primary focus is on that at the moment. But you know what? If I see an animal, for example, when I'm out and about, I'll have a communication with that animal, check it out, see what's going on, see if I can help it out in any way, which I'll probably come on to later on, you know, that sort of part of my world and why I do that.
So, take me through the process. Now, is this something that anybody can learn, or are you born with this skill?
Everybody on this planet is born with this skill. You know, so this is not some sort of superpower or, you know, some sort of Zen meditation that you have to do for hours. Anyone can learn to do it relatively quickly, actually, in an afternoon, let's say. And it's actually being about in a low emotional state than an animal. Imagine if a scale of 1 to 10, right? Mm-hmm. And if your animal is in a high state, it might be very excited, very anxious. Let's put the animal on a scale of 9 out of 10. And if I'm on a scale of 7, you know, I've just been out driving, somebody's cut me up, I'm really not happy, I might be in a state of 7 because I might be a bit upset. So in that state, there's only like 2 points between us both. I'm in myself, I'm not listening, for example, to an animal. I'm more interested in what's going on in me internally, and there's only like that 2 points between us, so there's not much listening space. But if I am in the position where nobody's cut me up, I'm quite relaxed, you know, I've just been for a stroll or something like that, I might be in, for example, in a state of 4, and the animal's in a state of 9, so there's like 5 points between us. I'm not listening to myself. I'm calm, my internal world is calm, and I can hear, when I say hear, I mean feel the animal. So it's actually achieved by being in the present moment, what I call the here and now, being able to communicate on that absolutely quiet basis. So if you can do that, for example, you've been to a workshop on animal communication, you can not only communicate with the animal, you can change your relationship with your animal and transform your relationship with your animal, and understand deeply their needs, and you can communicate your needs. It's not about, your needs not about, for example, I want you to do this. It's, I need to do this. Can you help me out? Sort of conversation that you could have with your animal. And you can have an absolute true partnership because both of your needs are being met.
What would you say in your work are some of the challenges you come across, and what are the more rewarding aspects about it?
I could talk about the rewarding bits forever because that just makes me smile. It's the rewarding part is about the animal being more comfortable. The animal is no longer upset about what happened to it 5 years ago, for example. It no longer carries that. We all carry baggage. We all carry, you know, what happened, I don't know, down the market or at work, you know, some awful incident. We all carry that. And once we can let that go and the animals can let their issue go, they have a much more comfortable life. And I have to say, that also impacts the human, because if the animals, you know, relax and happy, the humans are relaxed and happy. And going back to that, needs being met, everybody's needs are met.
So, Samantha, before we wrap up the show, I want to ask, what is in store for the future of your business? Are you content where you are, or do you have plans to change things up?
At the moment, I'm working in livery yards and in people's houses, on Skype, on the phone. I'm doing lots of different things. And in the new year, a date to be defined, I have a workshop coming up. My first one actually is for a charity. We are going to be having a workshop in the new year to be defined. So I can't put details on the site because it's to be defined.
All right, and for our listeners that may want to get in touch with you now, how could they do so?
They could get in touch with me through either my website at on my email, sam@animal-communicate.co.uk, or on my website, which is animals-communicate.co.uk.
Fantastic. Samantha, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. This is the Professionals Roundtable here at ABM FM. Again, one last time, animals-communicate.co.uk if you're interested in getting in touch with Samantha. And stay tuned, because we'll return shortly with more interviews after this.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall, exclusively on All Business Media.
So you see, son, good manners are very, very important. Someday, many years from now, when you're a grown-up, you'll be a man. And when you are, you should be a gentleman. Do you want me to go through it one more time?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open for ladies. If a door's shut, then knock first. Don't burp, don't swear, don't speak with your mouth full, don't reach across people's plates, keep your elbows off the table.
What table?
And don't interrupt. While we're at it, don't stare, don't use foul language, don't call people names, but do remember people's names. Always share your toys, play nice, and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. On the bus, give up your seat to anyone who has trouble standing. Bottom line, treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.